Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Now, I've spoken a lot, but you know something, I want to just change this up a little bit because I think it's important for you to be inspired with what I'm going to share with you right now. Now, you know, earlier I said that I'm here now 12 years. I'm back in St. Martin. And with that being said, I've got a lot to thank God for. And I really want to share that with you because God has been really good to me over the last 12 years of being back. Now, He's always good, but I want you to listen very well as you gather this. And this may also to empower you, I'm pretty sure. Before I do that, actually, I just got a wonderful message from my good listener, Philip. Philip, I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for coming on board. You know something, ladies and gentlemen, with Philip? Philip actually tuned into my show about maybe he's going now on 2 months now, or almost three. And ever since then, Philip has always been with Love and Inspiration every Sunday. So God bless you, Philip. I had the pleasure of meeting Philip just on Friday when he pre-ordered 2 Love and Inspiration calendars. So Philip, thank you for your support. And also, Philip, thank you for listening to the show. God bless you and your family, Philip, and each and everyone who's listening to Love and Inspiration. So let me share this with you based on the 12 years that I'm back here on St. Martin. So if you're ready, I will do that now because I think it's important for you to hear this. So firstly, I would like to take this opportunity to thank God for His continuous goodness, faithfulness, favor, mercy, protection, grace, wisdom, provision, and more towards me. And that's for every day, and even so for the 12 years that I'm back in St. Martin, because this Wednesday coming, August 24th, is going to make it 12 years since I'm back on beautiful St. Martin. Son of the soil I am, and I'm proud to be a son of the soil of this beautiful country, this blessed country that God has created. And everyone who is on this soil right now, under the sound of my voice, you are in a beautiful country. And let us continue to respect this land that God has entrusted us to take care of. So with that being said, I would like to thank my parents, Roy Cotton Sr. and Dorothy Richardson, which is my mom, of course. I would like to especially acknowledge and thank my mother for all her support since my return. And as I mentioned, I returned back to St. Martin on August 24, 2010. I would like to also thank my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, who has been a tremendous supporter, cheerleader, and amazing wife to me since we got married in 2013. And you'll soon figure out the math on how long we're married. I would also like to thank my in-laws, Boswell and Mrs. Kathleen Francis for their support and encouragement. And also, I would like to thank my sister-in-law, Connie Francis Gumbs, and brother-in-law, I'm just messing around there, James Gumbs Jr., also too, for the encouragement. And also want to thank my wonderful siblings, that is Dre and David and Leola. Thank you so much also too for your encouragement in many ways. And I would like to take this opportunity now to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, my achievements that God only made possible. So listen carefully, and I hope that this would encourage you. So here we go. Here are the achievements of the 12 years being back home, which have been made possible through Christ who strengthens me. So here we go. During these last 12 years that I'm here in St. Martin, I've had the privilege to work in government for 8 years. I've been also the advisor of Y2X and head of Y2X Media Youth Ministries, which is the youth wing of Victorious Living Foundation, the longest running youth wing, which next year is going to be 20 years old, just as this year Victorious Living Foundation is 20 years old. Also, in these 12 years, I want to be thankful for the next achievement of being a lecturer, a past lecturer and instructor at the University of St. Martin for 5 years. A radio host and personality and producer of 4 successful radio shows over 5 years. And you might be saying, but what shows are you talking about, Roy Cotton Jr.? I only know Love and Inspiration. Well, the 4 successful radio shows are the following: Student Vibes, The Vibes, Love and Inspiration, and Good Business Sense. Good Business Sense and Student Vibes were on another radio station, and The Vibes and Love and Inspiration was on the northern side when I first started off doing radio coming back on St. Martin in 2011. So I'm thankful for that. And it's 11 years now that I'm doing radio, being back on St. Martin when I started back off in 2011 on the northern side of the island, and then moved over to PJD2, where it all started for me when I moved over here in March 2015. And what I'm thankful for also too is that March just gone, I celebrated within this 12-year span, 4 years on Bashani Radio in New York, where in the first year when Love and Inspiration came on that platform in New York, Love and Inspiration was ranked in the 4 top shows on Bashani Radio in 2019 to 2020, going out to over 2 million listeners. And once again now in 2022, Love and Inspiration is in the top 4 radio shows from out of New York, going across all the major cities in the States and going to far as Dubai. So that's an achievement. And I would also like to say that Love and Inspiration in those 12 years, being 6 years on Voice of the Caribbean in St. Kitts. Also another achievement during those 12 years of myself being a columnist of the weekly newspaper column, Keeping Up with Roy, which is now 7 years. Married to my lovely wife, this December coming, 9 years. Launched my 2020 Love and Inspiration Wall Calendar in 2020, which now is going on the 4th edition. So Love and Inspiration Calendar is 4 years now, within the 12 years being back in St. Martin. Successfully coached many clients in government, the private sector, and individuals. Recently, or well, I won't say recently, but co-authored a business book in 2019. So it's going now on 3 years that I'm a co-author in a book called Redesign Your 9-to-5, where I share space with 49 other successful entrepreneurs around the world on how they changed their life from working from 9-to-5 and became their own bosses. And coming up to the end of it, coming soon will be the new clothing line called I Inspire Wear, and also 2 new magazines, I Inspire and I Inspire Destination St. Martin, and more achievements yet to come, God's willing. all happening within the 12 years of being back on this beautiful island of St. Martin. So why I said that to you, ladies and gentlemen, is not to blow my trumpet, but it's because I wanted to encourage you that you can also achieve as much as I did or even more within a short time, as long as you have God as the head of your life and it's through Christ who can strengthen you to do all things in this world. You've got the power to create the preferred life that you want. You can do that. So I thank God for everything that he's done in my life for the 12 years that I'm back. And I just want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, that really three things plays a very important role. And that is being obedient, or four actually, being obedient to the Holy Spirit's prompting. Because to be honest with you, before coming back to St. Martin, if you would like to know, it was actually 2 years a battle, an inner battle within my mind and everything between 2008 to 2010, when it was, should I go back to St. Martin? Should I not? Hearing all kind of stuff like, you should go back now and so forth, or maybe stay. And at that time, I was still in England. And of course, you know, I only intended to stay in England for 3 years and do my first studies in midwifery at university, but God had another plan, and I ended up staying in England from 2010 to 2002 to 2010. And actually, I've been in Europe, or I've been away from St. Martin for about 16 years. 2 years in Curaçao, when I started off first to go and study in the medical field. So I started my journey studying and leaving the island in 1994 to 1996 on Curaçao, and then 1996 to 2002 in Holland, and then 2002 to 2010 in England, drinking a cup of tea at four, and then came back to the beautiful island in 2010. Now, as I mentioned, 2 years battling in the mind, should I go back home or not, or stay out there? But you know what? When you seek God and you listen to his prompting, you can never go wrong. And why I'm saying that is because if I stayed out in England, you would not be listening to me right now, even though the show started in 2007 in England, but you would not be listening to me right now, and I would have not met my lovely wife, because I listened to the Holy Spirit after seeking wise counsel and listening to him, and I got back in St. Martin in 2010, August 2010, and funny enough, I didn't even know my wife. Look at that. We went to high schools near each other, and we never knew each other, but our parents knew each other, and my mom knew my wife, but I never knew her, right? And when I came back, and my mom says, you know what? I had a dream you're going to marry her. And I'm like, what? I don't know no lady. But here we are now, 9 years. I know you're laughing. Look at you. But the truth be told, if I didn't obey, I wouldn't be here now. And even though sometimes days are challenging, I am here being grateful because God did so much of things in those 12 years. 2 years battling. And you know what I did actually to find the answer? And I hope this encourages you. I sought God for at least a month, going to the same place after I finished work in England. I would go to a quiet place in the park, and I said, Lord, here I am. I'm in your presence. Please speak to me, Father. I'm really trying to find if I think about if should I go home or not. And then eventually one day, God prompted me to take a notebook and a pen. And he said to write down all the pros and the cons of what the pros would be if you stayed in England, and the cons if you stayed in England, and what are the pros if you go to St. Martin, and the cons if you go to St. Martin. And guess what? There were more pros over the fact of coming to St. Martin. And you know what? God guided me to two persons who had done a major move in their life. And one of them also was a young man. And he said to me, he said, Roy, good question. He was studying psychology. And he said, if you were walking on a plank and you looked down, what would happen? I said, well, I will fall. I will feel scared and I will fall. And he said, if you were walking on that plank and you looked at Jesus straight ahead of you, what would happen? I said, well, I'll have confidence and I'll walk straight across. She said, well, right now you've got to make a decision. So you got to look to Jesus to make that decision. And guess what? That was the confirmation then, plus for what God had given to me for when I sought him that day in the park and wrote down the pros of returning to St. Martin. And it were more that outweighed the pros of staying in England. And in my Noah, in my belly, I felt that, why are you staying in England any longer, Roy? There's nothing more to do in Europe. You have been in Holland for 6 years. You've been in England for 8 years. What else more? You want to become a European? You're a Caribbean boy. You're St. Martin. So, with that being said, I went bravely and I told my landlord, sir, thank you for all the goodness over the last few years in trusting me as being the head tenant here at your house. But you know what? I've not been home for a long time and I'm going home and I would like to stop my contract with you. And he said, Roy, thank you for your years. I've trusted you. You may return back to your home. I understand. Now, someone will be saying, Roy Cotton Jr., are you crazy? You're in a foreign land. You just gave up the roof over your head. Who's going to take care of you if things fail and you don't get to go back to St. Martin? But I was confident. And then I gave up my job. I had a good job. And I said to my manager, you know what? Thank you so much for the years here in this company. But it's time for me to go home. And you know what she said? Roy, you've been a great asset to this company. We will surely miss you and your personality. But if you need to go home, you have our blessings. Can you imagine a manager saying that? And there you think to yourself, but Roy Cotton, you're crazy. You just gave up a roof over your head in a foreign country, you just gave up your income. Who is going to pay you? But I knew in my Noah, in my belly, that it was time to return to St. Martin. And I followed what God said. So that was perfect timing. So I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you enjoyed this story just now that is real, three things. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Be obedient. Or four, actually. One, trust God. Trust the process. Trust perfect timing. You may write it down. Here we go. Listen to the Holy Spirit. You can never go wrong in decision making. Trust God. Trust the process. Trust perfect timing. And we know when we trust God, what's the outcome? We know when we trust the process, as even as painful as it might be, we know the outcome. And when we trust perfect timing, you can't go wrong. And that's why you're listening to me right now. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness that has followed me all these days. I am grateful for the 12 years that I'm back on beautiful St. Martin and contributing to the land that you have birthed me in and contributing to the lives of the many people that have transformed thus far through you utilizing me and my lovely wife. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Love and Inspiration as you continue to enjoy good music with me up until the hour of 5 o'clock. I hope that you were empowered and know now that you can do amazing things through Christ who strengthens you. Listen to him and he will guide you. Trust God, trust the process, trust perfect timing. And you'll be able to do even more than what you're hearing me said that I've been able to do over the last 12 years being here on beautiful St. Martin. So let's listen to this because this is a song that is fitting. You may turn the volume up and enjoy as you sing along because God's goodness keeps following you each and every day, just as myself. Keep locked in. You'll hear from me shortly. Here we go.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so. I love your voice. You've led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. goodness of God. Goodness of God.
Definitely, the goodness of God towards me, and I'm grateful.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.